morning?
I'm doing well. I really think the PGA Works Collegiate Championship is a really neat event. Tell people about it.
Well, it's actually two events in at one time. It's obviously a national championship for minority-serving institutions. That's, you know, got schools from Texas, all over the country come in. In addition to that, they have an individual tournament for minorities at any other school. So it's, you know, we have kids from Nebraska, Ohio State, Tulane. I mean, just any school where minorities are have an opportunity to come play in this national championship. And it's, you know, Division II schools, D1 schools, everybody there together. And in addition to that, it's also a job fair for young men and women to possibly go into the world of golf. And it's they do an awesome job. They've got some great sponsors with that. Comcast is on board, AIG, PGA, PGA Tour. I got to spend a few moments with Seth Waugh, the CEO of the PGA, to talk to him about their initiatives for bringing minorities into the game. So it's just an awesome, awesome event, and that probably is more important than the actual golf tournament. One of the things you're starting to see now are young men and women who have played in the golf tournament, who I remember watching them play, are now back as PGA professionals and are back as working in the golf industry, helping the event function and operate. So it's you're really starting to see the initiatives the PGA has taken to get more minorities in the game come to fruition.
Well, I was looking at PGA Works Collegiate Championship. I'm on their website right now, and I don't guess they had one last, you know, spring because of the pandemic, but the most recent one, and I guess the numbers will come out, you know, a little bit later on as they update their website, but in 2019, 189 students from 41 schools competed, and this is the one that struck me. 77% of the student athletes competed in the event were non-Caucasian. 16% of the field's home country was outside the United States, which I thought was 16% of the field was that. So the outreach program is more than just coming down there and, hey, let's play some golf.
It is. It really is. And you're seeing not just people get into the golf business, but they're getting great positions in the golf business. But they also are coming back to make sure that that continues. And I can tell you from the talks that I had with the people at the PGA, this is not just a golf tournament where at this tournament they are dedicated to bringing minorities into the game. It's a year-round mission. And you can really tell it. It's not just a let's have this tournament and then it's over with. It is a year-round mission for what they're trying to do, and they're doing a great job of it.
Parrish McGrath, he's the TSU men's and women's golf coach. Parrish, again, with the women not playing, the men very limited, only four tournaments. It's sort of pandemic hit pretty hard, didn't it?
It did. It really did. And it was, you know, my goal going into this year was player safety first and foremost, and pretty much exclusively. I didn't want to have anybody get sick, and this was something that nobody really knew, and I don't think people really know how it's all going to be played out years down the road. But I was probably, I would say, overcautious in a lot of the steps that we took, but I was just really wanting to make sure that the players stayed safe during this time. And it's something that at the conference championship, I have a new assistant coach now, Landon Funk, she reminded me of what I told her was these young men and women have been cooped up for a year, and it's going to take a little bit of time before they get out of that. So, yeah, it was a tough year for everybody. It looks like we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and so definitely looking forward to getting back to the new normal, I guess you could say.
Who knows what it's going to be? It might be the old normal could be new. And as you went through this, and I've talked to a lot of people, coaches, administrators, Dr. Mickey Allen at TSU, that once you decide something, one answer begat 10 more questions.
Yes. And that was the case, and you saw that with the moves that everybody made. You know, Ed, I think there were a lot of instances where, just depending on how COVID was in your life, probably dictated how you reacted to it. My wife had it in November. Somehow I managed not to get it. But after that, I completely changed my tune over just how dangerous this could be, and it was something that dictated pretty much every single move I made when I woke up every day to watch out for these young men and women, just keep them safe.
Well, go ahead. Now I was going to come in. I know, Parrish, you're more than just a golf coach over there. You have a lot of duties within the athletic department, so I would be remiss not to ask about the hiring of Eddie George. Huh?
What happened?
it was in all the papers there, Parrish.
I had somebody text me while I was at a tournament. Is my office going to be next to Eddie's?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, Eddie who? And then I started seeing all the stuff blow up, and I was like, oh, I don't think so. And so far, I've still gotten to keep my parking spot, so that's good.
Doing the TSU games, obviously play-by-play the last 6 years, football and men's and women's basketball, somebody asked me, well, how does that affect you? I said, well, I think I'm fine unless they hire Mike Keith. So,
well, it's I couldn't be more excited, not just for Dr. Allen, who has been doing a fabulous job. I couldn't imagine trying to just keep up with him for a day. He has just really come in and it's something to have one project going on. Every time you turn around, he's got another one started up. And so he has really just been doing an outstanding job. And I think it's going to lift the level for everybody, for all the coaches, the staff. There's a buzz about TSU right now, and it is a great place to be. I'm having an absolute ball just thinking about everything that's going on. It's just a wonderful time to be at TSU.
Well, Parrish, always a pleasure to see you. I think one time I showed up without a mask and to do a game, and you even had one for me. So you're Johnny on the spot.
Well, If I'm going to ask everybody to follow the rules, I have to make sure that they can.
Well, I do, trust me.
we do, but no, it was definitely a tough year, and I did always have an extra mask in my pocket.
Yeah, well, you kept me from having to walk back to my car. That's what you did. So,
you think about it, Greg. I would have had to actually watch you walk back to your car. So,
all right, the interview's over. Hey, thanks, Parrish. Always fun. See you, buddy.
Have a great day.